for you. This is something I heard around the traps there, and it's very funny you do this. But someone told me that occasionally, just for your own amusement, when you'll go into a bar full of people and where you're meeting friends or something, you take along a DVD of the Rabbitohs, and you put it on in the bar, and you make out like it's just happened by accident. And so you're out there talking to your mates, and you go, "Oh my God, look at that! They're playing. That's my football team." And that's, oh my God, I can't believe it. And you make everyone
way more complex.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds like you. No? Is that a no?
No. No, I have on film sets. I have on film sets, right, got into the thing of showing the crew a game once a week, right?
Yes.
But they don't know that I'm showing them games from the previous season. You know? So I'm actually curating a season for them of really exciting matches.
Hey,
and you're predicting the outcome.
Knowing that I'm going to play, the last game I'm going to play them is when we, you know, we'll score 28 points in the last 20 minutes to come back and win. You know, but I've told them it's the most important game and win this game to go through. So they spend 60 minutes
That's funny.
An absolutely funk depression, like looking back at me, like, you know, like hooded eyes going, "Oh my God, how are we going to be able to talk to him afterwards?" And then I suddenly turn and they go absolutely apeshit. And then later on, I'll tell them, "Yeah, that was 2 years ago. That game was great at the time."
That's
hey, how are your lads going to go this year?
Look, there's a great spirit in the club. I think there's a lot of fresh air in the club. I think there's a lot of great young players. You know, right at the moment, we have to stop being so polite because that's not what you need to be in rugby league.
Oh, okay.
I like it. All right. Who's that?